The AOP has an ugly track record of some in the party pushing the agenda of Beijing.
Whose side is he on?
In 2018, Federal Labor Senator Sam Dastyari was forced to stand down after a scandal over his dealings with a Chinese political donor.
Were you short of cash, though?
No, look.
Because, Sam, you haven't answered why you got this company to pay that bill.
Dastyari's downfall has clearly had little impact on Mr. Mosselman's cosy friendship with China.
Can you just tell us, has your office been targeted by the Chinese government?
Hours after the AFP came knocking on Friday...
So you've been raided by the federal police today over allegations that Beijing has infiltrated your office. Is there any truth to that allegation?
Mr. Mosselman and his lawyer left home while agents continued searching his property.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, gents.
We also tried to speak to John Jung.
The person you are calling is not available.
He could not be reached.
Should ASIO not be expected to put some evidence into the public domain if it's taken this significant step of surveilling, tracking, watching a serving politician?
It's absolutely incumbent upon the federal government to do that, even if there are matters that are dealt with behind closed doors. We can't have somebody's name traduced on the basis of an unproven allegation as serious as this. That's not acceptable in a democracy.
Does he have a place in our parliaments?
Well, there is no place for someone in our parliaments if they are taking instructions from a foreign power.